Soros District Attorney's Forge Initiative. Helping Criminal Illegal Aliens While Prosecuting Americans. By John Binder on December 7, 2022. District attorneys across the United States who received financial backing from billionaire George Soros are forging a new criminal justice initiative that seeks to treat criminal illegal aliens differently than Americans when prosecuting them for crimes. Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon, as Breitbart News reported, has issued a policy that requires county prosecutors to weigh so-called immigration consequences for illegal aliens accused of crimes to ensure that they are not put on the radar of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and, thus, arrested for deportation. The Gascon policy states, all charging determinations shall be undertaken with the goal of avoiding or mitigating the adverse immigration consequences of a decision when known, possible PR permitting. Under these circumstances and when, consistent with public safety alternatives to filing charges exist, those alternatives shall be pursued. Emphasis added. The prosecutorial lenience policy for illegal aliens is hardly new. Instead, the initiative to treat illegal aliens differently than their American citizen counterparts in the criminal justice system has become a fixture of district attorneys who were backed by Soros and their campaigns. As Breitbart News reported last year, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, who raked in $1.7 million from Soros-linked groups, has imposed a similar policy that seeks discretion for illegal aliens charged with crimes to help them evade deportation by ICE agents. Other district attorneys funded by Soros, including Cook County's Kimberly Fox and Contra Costa's Diana Becton, have implemented nearly identical policies. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, financially backed by a Soros-linked group, imposed a prosecutorial lenience policy for illegal aliens on day one after taking office, writing in a letter to staff. The office will seek dispositions that avoid immigration consequences for all misdemeanors and all felonies for which non-carceral outcomes are the presumptive outcome. The procedures for seeking a disposition that carries immigration consequences in any such case are the same as the procedures for seeking a carceral disposition for cases in which non-incarceration is the presumption. Emphasis added. Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Schmidt, who was financially backed by a Soros-linked group in 2020, announced so-called prosecutorial reforms in October to seek to charge illegal aliens with crimes that will not necessarily get them deported from the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.